UH and 8 PBS. So I think these are all fine, except for the one that I just ripped something off of, trying to see which RAM it had, but they're all the base models, so they're 1 gig of RAM. So you're not going to be able to do a whole lot with them. Probably enough for an all-star node, probably enough for the iGate receiver. I don't know, though. I've never touched a 1 gig Pi 4, so I don't know.
Well, we'll see. I noticed, like I said, I got them at work. I knew they were older, but heck, if we can do something with them, and there's, what is there, 5, 6 of them? You take 3, and I take 1 or 2 or 3, whatever, and get some projects going. Fine by me, because I know I'll help with the project, but you can have the hardware as prepayment for that help.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any problem getting these going. I want to say I should be able to clone the SD card that's in my Pi 4 down. I have a Pi 4 running the Direwolf iGate stuff. I think I can just clone that SD card and make a couple configuration changes, and then it'll be up and running for you.
That would be pretty sweet. It would definitely be a fun project to have an iGate at the house, since there's not really any on the east side.
Roger, Dodger.
You may start losing me. Let me know if you do. I'm on 94 heading towards Detroit. I'm actually going over to Livonia right now. So, there's a car on fire at 94 in Grasshead. That looks exciting.
Switch to UMP if you're not already on it. And I think that was Eric in there. Go ahead.
Eric doesn't get up this early. Are you kidding me? Unless he's working. No, I was just listening to you guys. So you've perfected a iGate solution. I was going to use one of those AIOC adapters and see how that works. And that way I would get both. I get iGate and a, it wouldn't have much range, you know, but at least it would be something I could put up.
My bad, Dave. I heard the Roger Dodger and a sleepy voice, so I thought it was Eric. Yeah, I mean, I want to give it some more time before I'm confident in saying, yeah, we can put these out places. But it's been, I haven't touched it since I configured it. I got VNC enabled, so I can just remote desktop to the thing, and the cron job's working. It checks to see if it's running every 60 seconds, and then if it's not, it'll restart it, or reboot it, or restart it. The one I built, it's a PoE hat, so that's the other cool thing, is all you've got is an Ethernet cable going into it, and then the USB dongle for the antenna.
Very cool. I don't know if you necessarily need VNC, though. You could probably do everything, you know, on the Raspberry Lite. I know the VNC is probably the easiest way to start and have fun with it, but you were talking about using those 1-gig Pis, and if you are going to use a 1-gig Pi, probably best to get rid of the GUI area.
Anthony?
Yep, I thought I lost you guys. Get pretty far from the Warren repeater.
Switch to UMP 443625.
Yeah, I'm monitoring that too, and I have better, I'm getting better reception on the FBI, the Warren FBI, so I'll stick with that for the moment. We'll see what I get.
What direction are you headed in?
I am just at 94 and 75, and I'm headed to 94 and 96, and we'll be going west on 96, so we'll see if I hold on to you guys.
Well, at least until you get to Lansing, you can go on the Lansing. I don't know what the Lansing repeater areas are.
This repeater, the FBI will hit Lansing?
One of the UMP repeaters is out that way. MI5 or MI1. I get them all confused.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, dude,
are those on the MI5s?
They're
not all on the
same
frequency, are they?
I'd
have to have different programs.
Yeah, I think
that
one dude probably need to run the light. I don't know, though. I mean, it doesn't do anything, right? Like, it's not using... I should check mine and see what kind of system resources it's using, but it's literally just a stupid little program.
I heard both of you, so I'll answer both of you. Yeah, it's part of the, what do you call it, the CMN network of UHF repeaters. If you go on their website, I know it's hard to do it while you're driving. There's repeaters sprinkled, you know, one of them is in Lansing, one of them's, you know, Flint area and all that. And FBI is connected to that network. So it's kind of like you got the FBI network connected to the, CMN network, and that makes it wider. And, the GUI is probably really lightweight, but so probably not a big deal. I'm just thinking like, for me, I like the SSH into things, and I could run it in the as a service, you know. I think you could run it as a service. I'd have to look into it. I don't know much about Direwolf and the Pi and all that. So I'll give it over to Anthony. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, Dave. I thought they were connected, and I was just confused because Dakota was just like, oh, yeah, switch over. So for a second, I thought maybe they were all on the same frequency, which I didn't think they do, but it was just confusing. So I wanted to make sure I was on the right page. But yeah, that's what I thought. The Central Michigan network was connected to the FBI. So cool. Throw it back over to you, Dakota.
VNC in right now is using 377 meg. Out of the 2 gig Pi 4 I have, so a Pi 4 with 1 gig should be fine. CPU sitting at 3%, so this thing does absolutely nothing other than sit there and receive. So I think Anthony, I'll clone an SD card and try, and then we'll see what it's like. I'll need to get that dongle from you. I'm not sure if that one's going to be the same as the one I have though. It may be, but there's some rules that need to be changed and whatnot. And then when I was setting this up, I did 99% of it from a terminal. The only thing that I didn't do, and the GUI was handy, was I was able to edit a couple files in the text editor just to uncomment some things rather than doing it from SSH, which I could have figured out. It was just quicker to browse to where it said to go.
Pause a moment. I think somebody else is trying to get in. Go ahead, if they are.
This is November 18th, Lima, NHWJL. Name is JPLPH. I was going to win the 443.
Hi, Jay. I can tell it's you. I heard your call, and I heard you say, you were asking a question, and you broke up at the end of your question. You're kind of popcorn-y. Go ahead again. Yeah, we missed that. I think you were asking where the 443 repeater is. It's in Mount Clemens, so if you point it towards where Mount Clemens is, it should, if you got a beam or something, if you point it that direction, you should get in.
4-3.
I think it's 4-4, I think you were asking the frequency, 443-625. But yeah, I can't make you out as far as like what your actual question is.
Sorry. Yeah, I can see the beam. I can bring this machine in a little bit better. But yeah, I was just asking where was that 443-625 because I went over there and I can hear it. I can hear it, but it's kind of weak to where I'm at, but I can hear every word you're saying. So, okay, that's all I wanted to know. This is November 8th, Whiskey, Juliet Lima.
Alrighty. Go ahead, Anthony.
KE8RDA. Alright, that sounds good, Dakota. What did you pay for that dongle that you have? I think those things are like $30. It may be worthwhile just order one. I'll Venmo you the money and get it rolling. But let me know how you want to do it.
My bad, I was washing my hands. Yeah, they're like $33. One of those pies came with the card. It's an old SanDisk, but it should be fine. I'll test that out. And we'll see what happens.
One of the questions I wanted to ask you, Dakota, when it gets back to you, is have you received anybody else besides yourself, and what kind of antenna are you using? Go ahead, Anthony.
Sounds good, Dakota. Just order it then, let me know, and that way there's less back and forth, and 'cause we both know it's not easy for us to connect in person, so order that sucker up, and if the card works, great. If not, we'll figure that out too, but should be good. Yeah, let me know how it works out. Yeah, Dave, I'm also interested to know, that's what I was asking Dakota yesterday, is if you figured out range, what kind of antenna you're using, things like that. It would be pretty cool to have a little bit of range on that thing. Even if it's just in the neighborhood, to be able to send APRS messages.
So I'm using, Dave, I think I showed you before, it's that Tram Mag Mount, the really tiny dual band one that's like $14. And it's just stuck to the side of my network cabinet in the basement. So I'm not anticipating receiving anyone else's because of how remote I am. But at the same time, I haven't really tested it, so I'll test it tomorrow when I'm leaving the house just to see if I'm how far away I can get. I don't really have an easy way of getting that antenna on the outside because the cable's not long enough, but if I did, I got a nice electrical box or a gas meter or something I could stick it to. So I'll do some testing on that, and then, all right, Anthony, I'll get that ordered. And the only pain, which I thought about doing this yesterday, was cloning the card. I got to go in my network cabinet, unplug the thing, bring it upstairs, that whole fun fiasco, but it's not a big deal. So I'll get that going this week. NAEDF.
KF8S. And yeah, I'm doing the same thing with Meshtastic. I just have a pretty decent gain antenna for the 900 megahertz, but I'm not anticipating anybody showing up. But I turned off MQTT, so I'm not getting internet traffic. I want to get actual real airwave traffic, and you know, I'm off by the road here. I figured there'd be at least one or two people eventually driving down the road that might beacon in or something. So we'll see. Back to you, Anthony.
Yeah, I got Dave, I posted that picture of that note I have on my roof. I would guesstimate about 30, 40 feet up in the air, and I get a surprising amount of traffic on it. I think it's because it's, you know, the antenna's up on the roof and all the jazz, but I'm driving right now, but a little later I'll shoot you a telegram that
you're at your end of your rope, but I got most of that. So that's very cool. I saw that picture about 30 feet up in the air. And I created a private channel. And I also put in the default channel. I don't know if it's going to be any of use to us, but I made a who cares channel for Meshtastic. I think we'd have to be in, like, close proximity for that to work. Over to you, Dakota.
The T-Beam, which one did I order? Did I order the Supreme? I ordered a T-Beam, and then I ordered the weatherproof enclosure, a solar panel, some 18650s. Yeah, I just ordered the regular T-Beam. I probably should have got the good one. I'm going to see if I can talk the maintenance guy at my building to slap that on the roof for me, because I ordered a 8 dB gain helium antenna. So we'll see how it does, but if I can get this thing up there and it'd be self-sufficient, I mean, our building's probably, it's a three-story building, so right on Hall Road, it'd be kind of sweet. It would cover a lot of area.
You guys picking me up now? I just came up by the surface road.
Popcorn, but we can understand you.
Dakota, that would be cool because that, what is that? There's the dump at 28 and Gratiot. Somebody has a node on top of there, and the way you set those up, the mesh test, my understanding is you set them up to go three hops. So, you know, you can cover a lot of ground if the mesh network is filled in. So you send in direct messages, things of that sort. So having another one up on a three-story building would be nice.
Hi, Dakota.
And like I was saying, I've got a yard at 18 and Mound. That's another three-story building that I could put one on. So that covers the west side. And then, or worst case scenario, my buddy's shop there, which is right next door to my yard. So I'm thinking with the places I have, as long as, I mean, I'm in IT, right? So no one's going to ask questions if I'm on the roof. I'm thinking I can slap these things around and we might be able to build a pretty decent network. The only downside is I priced it out. It's about $100 per node, so it could add up quick. But if it's working good, I've got no problem building a little network.
Yeah, I'm going to leave mine up, so at least you got something near 23 in card. So there you go.
Once they start doing over-the-air updates, that's when I believe it'll really take off. Until then, it's still for tinkerers, you know, for all the guys like you and me that just want to try to make it work. Once there's over-the-air updates, I think it's really going to catch on.
I would agree, because these sites are not convenient to get to. So I really don't want, I want to set and forget this. So I'm going to pilot one on the roof of my main building, and if it works good, you know, we'll go from there. But, you know, Dave, you made a good point, right? So if I'm at 20, you know, Hall Road and Plank, you're at 23 in card, I would hope that you and I can reach each other. It's less than 4 miles. And I've got tons of gain and height. And then, you know, if Greg can put one up, Eric can put one up, I mean, we could probably cover a good chunk of that right there. I just got to figure out how I can inch my way north and how we can inch down south towards Anthony.
Yeah, unfortunately, I probably got about one or two. You could stretch it at 2 miles range, so... But I'd be curious. I do. If it wasn't raining, I would probably just go walking around in my subdivision and see where it stops communicating with the home, and that would give me a good idea. But I have a feeling it's only about a mile of range. It's only 1 watt of power at 900 megahertz. So, but if you've got the height, you know that really helps. I mean, I've seen videos in the where people put it on skyscrapers and they're walking around in the cities and they're able to still get into it. So I don't know.
Hey guys, I'm running into my destination. I will catch up with you guys later. If you're still on the radio, I will call out when I get back in the car. KE8RUH, talk to you soon.
All right, Anthony, we'll talk to you later. Yeah, I don't know, Dave. I was watching some videos last night. That Andy Kirby guy in the UK, he put one at his sister's house. He put a ADV gain antenna on her shed with one of those cheap little Haltex, and then he was able to get in 13 kilometers away, which is like, what, 7 miles or something like that, to his house, and the signal was really strong, so he could have went further. So we'll see, man. I don't know. You know, height is might, right? So you got a good antenna on some elevation. We might be able to do a lot with a little. I think back to my VX6R putting out 2 watts and getting in to the Mount Clemens repeater from my couch with a stubby antenna. It's kind of the same thing. You know, 400 and 900 aren't the same thing, but we'll see. I hope I can get this working. It'd be kind of cool to mess with.
Yeah, I'm curious about your solar thing. What is the what board is it, and then what is the solar connecting into? Like, is it a rack wireless board or what?
It's a T-Beam with the TTGO development board. So it's USB-C. I hope. Wait a minute. Can't remember if this one's USB-C or not. But it's got an 18650 battery tray on the back, so I got a battery going in that, and then you can plug it in. This is a micro USB, damn it, but that solar panel does both. So it's just going to plug right into the box, and then hopefully have like a little UPS with that battery.
You know what I was thinking? I don't know if you're still there, Dakota. Why not put like a pulley system into a tree or something? That way you can raise and lower the, you know, shoot up, kind of like what we do with HF antennas, just shoot some fish line over a tree, and then just, like, have a connection on the box, you know, have the wire go on the box, and then you just hoist it up, and then when you need to do updates, you just lower it, you grab it, but I don't see why you couldn't do something like that, too. KF8S.
TFM.
I didn't know if you, are you on FBI, Davian?
Yeah, I'm on the Warren FBI repeater.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I've got the way I've got my macro set up on my node is when everybody's done talking, I put it back to, lurker mode, which just listens to both, and there's no way for me to know which way it's coming from. But how's it going on this rainy day?
Okay, just playing with the radio. I went to D-Star Info and I downloaded the repeater list. Got that in my 705, and I wanted to see if any local repeaters worked in the repeaters nearby me function, and so far everything works pretty good. There's a few bad ones, but they do work, and I can hit from my house the two D-Star repeaters up in Lake Orion, I think. So I did make some progress with the radios today and yesterday.
You wouldn't happen to know what reflector those repeaters are sitting on? Does it say on your display at all?
No, and I'm not really sure how to look at that. I'm going through RF to those, so I'm not quite sure how to determine the reflector. But if you do the, if you go on repeater book, it's the only two there, and that they got one on 2 meters and one on 70 centimeters.
Yeah, I doubt I'll be able to reach it unless I put my antenna upstairs. But I think it was a DXA. Does that sound familiar? Something with DXA in it?
had something like that. I'll tell you in a second. I'm going to look at what the repeater or D-Star info actually says on it. It might actually say the information about the reflector.
I think it might. It's either 24 Alpha or it's like 89 Charlie. It's one of those two. And I could probably go and look you up and see if I see your call sign on their last heard, and then I would know. But I have to remember how to do all that. Well, with you and Dakota playing D-Star, I'm going to have to get my other radio out. I got my 705. I could just hook that up.
I'm kind of surprised. It doesn't say anything about reflectors on the two entries. But again, I don't really know how I got it all working. I just followed a YouTube video to... I don't really know what I'm doing, but it seems to work. I mean, when I key up the repeater, I definitely get a response back from it, and I can see its ident and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, on the back end, it's connected to something. I just don't know what it's connected to, but that's cool that you can get in through RF. So you got at least one path into it. So if you're able to get into it, then Dakota should be able to get into it, because he's probably closer.
Yeah, line of sight, it's only 12 miles away, so it's not really that far.
Yeah, I remember I was at my old house, and I had the Comet 2x4 on a cookie sheet in one of the bedrooms, you know, first floor bedroom. And I was talking into it, and I was talking to some guy that was in a parking lot in Rochester. And I didn't think anybody would come back to me when I threw out my call sign, but somebody answered.
Yeah, I see on their page that my call sign shows up as the last heard. But yeah, I haven't had anyone come back to me on it yet, but it's at least working. There's definitely not a lot of D-Star repeaters, though.
Yep. Well, yeah, if I knew the reflector, I could just point my open spot to it. And I'd be curious if you could point that one over to Who Cares, but I don't think you can. So that would be interesting if you could. Because just like Fusion, you're able to temporarily steer the repeaters over to a different reflector. So, you know, like, let's say if it's on 24 alpha right now, you wanted to put it on 25 alpha or whatever, you could actually transmit commands from your radio to switch it over. And I don't know if you knew this, too. If you do, you know how you're sending it with CQ, CQ, CQ? If you send it with E as an echo, it'll actually, like, repeat back to you, so you can use it like a parrot.
Really? So if I just create a message with the letter E, it'll send it right back?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the nomenclature is, like how they term all this stuff, but if you notice when you transmit, it's like CQ, CQ, CQ as the address. There's a way to set that address to E as an echo. And if you do that and you transmit with that E for echo, it'll repeat back to you. You'll send to the repeater and the repeater will echo it back to you. But I don't know how easy that is to do with that thing.
I will say that at least the download from D-Star Info, that's pretty nice. Because it's kind of separate from the programming memory. And I checked all my up north repeaters and everything is there. So kind of works out good if you turn the GPS on and do the near me. I kind of like that feature. It's pretty nice. And then, you know, it's a mix of EV and FM.
Yeah, you might have the same problem up there, too. Not very many people on D-Star. But you can give it a whirl.
Yeah, it's more I got this radio, and D-Star's just been on the list of things to get going and at least be somewhat aware of how it works. So I don't see me using it really all that much, to be honest with you, just because nobody's there. You know, there's not really an active community, and I'm typically going to be on HF anyway when I'm up north, but that's at least cool that it's there and it works. And I also like the fact that I can connect to the GPS with the 705, and then there's a program, I'm going to try and get that working tonight, the BKT time sync, I think it's called, and then it'll take the time for the computer from the GPS on the 705 through the USB. So I want to get that working for up north. That'll be kind of handy when I'm doing POTA and stuff like that. So that'll be the next thing. I just want to get everything working on the radio more than anything.
Yep, nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's a lot of functions that we don't use on these radios that have they're built into it. But it just happens to be ICOM, and ICOM likes D-Star. But you pair the D-Star like with an open spot, and you can kind of cross mode over to other things. It doesn't sound that great, but but it at least gives you a little bit more things you can listen to. I did that for a little while too.
Yeah, it's like anything. You'll wind up putting the time and money into where people are actually talking. So yeah, so we'll see. That's at least cool. At least it's working. I do like the fact that I have all the southeast, you know, corner of the U.S. I got all the repeaters in the radio, so that's kind of handy. I don't really have to mess with it if I travel somewhere out of state, so it's kind of cool. I didn't realize all that functionality was there.
Yeah, the only problem is they haven't updated that list since 2000, so if those repeaters are still there, then fine, but, like, I don't know if you'll get any new repeaters, and I doubt anybody's putting new D-Star repeaters up anyways. But it would have been nice if they somehow had a way for it to also include analog repeaters as well in their lists and with that GPS stuff. But I think it's only the digital repeaters.
No, it's FM too. When you go to the menu near me, you select, do you want to look at D-Star and do you want to look at FM? And on D-Star Info, when you download the map, you can, it's kind of stupid, I don't really understand it, but you put the percentage of FM repeaters you want to see in the results compared to D-Star repeaters. So I don't really know what it does. It kind of seems to me there's not a lot of D-Star, so just throw them all in there, and then the rest can be FM, but yeah, so I haven't figured out exactly what it does with the ratio, but like right now I'm talking through the near me list. FBI was there, so I went ahead and tried it out just to see if it worked. But like the seeker repeater, for instance, that one isn't programmed right. I think they got the wrong tones in the list. So it does have its issues. The old D-Star and Warren is still showing up, which isn't there anymore. So yeah, there's some gaps there, but at least so far, you know, most of the local ones are there. It is missing, you know, it only has the Warren FBI. It doesn't have UMP, you know, so it's limited a little bit, but, you know, it's still better than nothing. But, yeah, you get FM and D-Star with that list function.
I'm wondering if there's a way to, like, make your own list, like you can add to it or modify it, put your own... Can you do it in CPS? Can you go in the ICOM's programming software? Can you actually go in there and add like GPS coordinates and add your own repeaters in it? Or is it only from that fixed list and that's the only way you can get it?
I haven't got that far yet. I'm going to try it. I think you can modify them because it's just a CSV file that I imported into the radio for that. So. But in this case, I dumped it on the SD card and I imported it there. But I know for sure that the list shows up in the ICOM software, so I expect that it can be updated. I don't know if it works in RT systems, I haven't got that far yet, but yeah, I'm gonna have it figured out though by the end of the day, and hopefully it it's as flexible as I think it is. Okay, DR memories are in RT systems.
Yeah, well, RT systems will integrate with repeater book and all that stuff too, so you got that bonus as well. But it's the same thing with Chirp. Chirp's got this, you can import in a source and all that stuff. But well, I mean, if you find it useful, then that's good. I'm not in the habit of putting in all the areas repeaters in it. It's just I don't know which ones I can reach and which ones I can't. And you know, the ones that I care about are pretty much, I either know them in my head what their frequencies are, or they're already programmed in the radio.
Yeah, I travel a lot, you know, up north or, you know, small trips for work, so it's kind of handy because I'm often in a different area, so I like to have, you know, like right now my memories, I got a zone for up north, I got a zone for here. If I do go to the UP, then, you know, I generally make a zone for that. I got one for New Jersey where I travel to, you know, for family and that, so yeah, I can't remember any of the stuff just because in the different regions it's impossible to remember.
Yep, or you cheat like I do and you bring an all-star node with you and you get into the local repeater that way. I mean, a lot of times when I'm on trips, I can't bring a big antenna or I'm not with my car. I just have my HT and maybe a node, and that's all I'm going to have. So it works out. If you can get it to work well, you'll probably find a way. You'll probably have to whittle it. You'll end up whittling it down once you go to those areas often enough, and you say, well, this repeater's always active, and can never get into these other ones, so I'm going to delete those ones.
That's why I like the big list that I just imported, because at least I got the starting point. I can start whittling down from there. But, yeah, that's what will wind up happening now. But, I don't know, it's cool. It's definitely a lot of functionality, that's for sure. I didn't even realize it was there. But now, thanks to you guys, it looks like Meshtastic is going to come alive again. So now I gotta get that stuff set up. I bought a ham stick dipole for 40 meters and 20 meters I'm going to put up in my attic because I want to see how a little bit more narrow band antenna works for me. So when I put that up there, I'm going to mount my Meshtastic node and the antenna in the attic as well, too. I'm going to put a plug up there. That way I can just leave it in the attic itself.
Yeah, I've taken over the guest room, basically, the closet. And you know how, they put a layer of those, like, closet organizers on the top. So there's, like a shelf, like one of those wire, what do you call them, wire mesh shelves. And I have, all of a sudden, I got all these radio things going up there. So I've got the Meshtastic node, and I found the antenna was tilted, so that's probably why I didn't hear anything. And then I got my All-Star node. I'm going to probably put a APRS. Either it's just going to be an iGate, or I might try to do a Digipeter type of thing where it's just like a little Bofang or something, and it's or probably a better quality radio. I'm not going to use a Bofang, but you know, something that's not like spewing stuff, you know, spurious emissions and that. But I want to try it with that AIOC cable, and then maybe I'll hook up some I'll use like a buck converter on the I'll take the battery out of the radio and just like connect it right up to the connectors where the battery would be, and just use the buck converter, and that way it'll get AC power that way. But just have a little APRS mini node.
Yeah, you'll have plenty of room in the attic. I actually got quite a bit of space up there. I wish I could find a decent vertical HF antenna that would fit in the roof height. That wasn't possible, but now we'll see. Maybe I'm surprised someone don't make like a fan dipole type thing with the ham sticks. That would be kind of convenient. I suppose I could do probably the same thing if I got creative enough.
Yeah, I might actually move it to the attic at some point, but for now I'll just do it the way I'm doing it. Just to prototype it until I figure out exactly what I want to actually like keep and what works, what doesn't work, and there's no sense in me crawling in the attic until I know for sure.
Yeah, you got to pay attention up there because it's all blown in insulation and you got to make sure you land on studs. I almost went through the roof. I slipped a little bit and I had to catch myself. I almost went through the drywall, though.
I remember when they were building the house, and there's a lot of room up there. Like, there's a lot of vertical space, and where the entrance for the attic is, that's like the highest point. Like, it's like perfect, like right there. And they have a, there's no power outlet up there, but there's like a light bulb. They have a light bulb up there for, you know, on a string. So I'm sure I could tap into that and convert it into an outlet.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I bought a box, so I'm just going to put a box right next to that light, put a plug in. I'm going to get that wired up. And then I'm going to put the a box through the drywall with a cover on it, like a couple single gang plugs in my ceiling, because in my closet I got the shelf right there, and then that way I can, like, with the mesh casting stuff, I'll bring the SMA to an SMA bulkhead plug cover type thing, and then that way it's a nice easy connection from the node. You know, and then I can keep the node room temperature in the closet, and then just the antenna will actually be in the attic.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to do it, because, yeah, it's going to get super hot in the summer and just have the antenna in there. But the thing is, if you're doing mesh-tastic, you don't want a long coax. You know, it's 900 megahertz, so you want to almost keep the node right, node and antenna right next to each other. So that's the challenge.
Yeah, well, luckily the roof is high right where I want to do that, so I'm thinking I'll have probably like a 4-foot piece of coax. I'm gonna, you know, get the beefiest stuff I can to go from the N-style connector on the antenna right to that bulkhead, and then I'll just use a real short SMA to go directly to the node itself. Because I'm going to pick up a new node. I just posted it on Telegram. I'm going to go with that node only because it has an SMA connection, and I don't like those little micro connections. For me, they're a pain in the butt, so I want to get something with SMA just to be a little bit more robust. I don't know if it's better or worse, but from a robustness standpoint, I think it's a little bit better. EATFM.
F8S. Yeah, I mean, I'm just using, these were things that I bought back in March, or I can't remember when I bought them, and they were just sitting in packages, and I just found the box the other, you know, yesterday, and I was like, oh, I don't remember buying these. So I had like two mesh-tastic nodes, and I had bought a gain antenna. I don't know if I bought two of them, but I had the adapter that goes from that little micro, I don't even know what you call that, the one that's on the board, and it goes to a N style, and then the antenna connects into an N style thing, or whatever you want to call it. And so I've got at least got one that has a decent gain antenna on it. I don't know how well it's gonna perform. I mean, these things are only 1 watt, you know, and then you got the coax to get at least a little bit of gain, and then so the antenna is really just offsetting the losses.
What's the power limit for 915 when you're amateur?
when you're amateur, it's a little bit more. I don't know what the limit is. I would tell you it's 1,500, but I don't know. Yeah, that's a short answer there. I do know for unlicensed and encryption, it's 30 dB, or and that means 1 watt, I guess. 30 dB translates to 1 watt. And effective radiated power. So then if you have a gain antenna, I think you get around that a little bit.
Yeah, because I know I've seen on eBay, eBay, you can buy little linear amplifiers for 915 megahertz, and that they're like $40. They're pretty cheap, but I think they're like 10 watt, 5 watt, or something like that. So you can, so you can buy a little amp, but of course, with not being amateur, it's not. Not going to work for the Meshtastic stuff we're running, but yeah, that's where you can definitely get some power, I think.
Yeah, and you can put the Meshtastic in amateur mode. You just have to forego the encryption, which is probably not a big deal, because what kind of messages are you really sending? You're just like, hello, hi, is anybody out there? He's like, ooh, that's really secure, you know? Yeah, if you use that barcode, so that QR code that I sent, the last one that I sent, if you use that, it'll basically reprogram your channels in your Meshtastic device. It'll give you the, what we call the encrypted who cares one. Just, that was, you know, it's really just for goofing around. And then it will make a public one called Longfast, and that one is, what most Meshtastic devices are using. So you can have multiple channels in your Meshtastic device. You can have a primary channel and a secondary channel. So you can still get the messages from the public network and also get the ones from your private network. And the reason for putting, like, your private one on the primary channel is that it'll by default send location information over the primary channel, and so that one will, you know, you share that with, you know, people you know and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll get that, that'll be sometime this week. I'll get all that stuff set up again, because I had already kind of, I never installed everything again after I replaced my phone, and that the interest seemed to die, but now that everyone's kind of back on it again, I'll get mine up and see if I can see any activity, and we'll see how that works. I didn't like my antenna set up the last time. It just wasn't, it felt kind of clunky to me the way it was hooked up. So I think having the node with the SMA with solid connection to the antenna very close, I think that should do a little bit better. And at least if it's in my attic, it's definitely as high as it can be, so that should help things a little bit. We'll see. Yeah, more stuff to play with. At least it gives me something to do over the holidays. But I'm gonna let you go. I gotta take my son to his hockey game, so we're gonna go and do that here for a few hours. So I will chat with you later. This is KEATFM.
Alrighty, and I'm gonna get the carpet cleaner out and clean some doggy messes. Fun. Talk to you later, KFAS.
This is KZ8JF Mobile.
KZHAF clear.
Kick off in less than 5. Go Lions.
K8RUH mobile.
Thank you.